living seed of my living God.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. I'm so grateful that you've joined us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at our kingdom authority and our kingdom mandate. As we found out through these lessons and teachings we've been going through, that we are kings with priestly anointings, and we've been called to rule and reign in this life. We are supposed to be ruling and reigning over situations and over the enemy, and not vice versa. And so we've been looking at this, and we started to look at Mark 11:22-24, where God says, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. And God, He says that, and He also demonstrated it. When He was walking in the earth, He would pray for something, and instantly you would see the result most of the time. There was one time where the lepers on their way got healed, which shows some time passed by before they walked in their healing. But the fact is, most of the time, He raised the dead instantly. He walked on the water in front of them. He made the bread and fish multiply instantly. He prayed for sick and they were healed immediately. On it goes. And we tend to get our faith in a lower level than God, and so we pull Him down to where we are, and we justify why we're not seeing the results. No, we shouldn't do that. Rather look to ourselves and see, are we in actual faith and total belief? Now, I know that the seed time and harvest takes time. We spoke about the fact that He says, in due season you will reap if you faint not. I believe due season is now, because when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. And so my due season is now. Now, this can happen in the spiritual realm instantaneously when you're in faith. When Jesus prayed over the tree and He cursed the tree and it withered from the roots, they only saw it dead 24 hours later. But it was dead from the roots. They couldn't see in the spiritual realm. And when Jesus prayed immediately in the spiritual realm, it took effect and it died. And then it came through to the natural realm. So there may be a waiting period for the actual spiritual realm to catch up, or the natural realm to catch up with the spiritual realm. Because when the man sows a seed, he knows not how he goes to sleep. He wakes up and is growing. So there is a time, there may be a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to reap, and a time to sow. There's different times and different seasons. But don't put it off until tomorrow. Don't say, I'm going to be healed. That's future faith, and faith is now. Don't say, I'm going to get the money. That's future faith, and faith is now. So believe the Word of God, trust the Word of God, and let's see where God's taking us right now.
Now, you've got to remember this. He said, when you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Right. Amen? Right. I lay hands on the sick person immediately in the spiritual realm, they have recovered. Amen. Now, if they can get the faith to grab a hold of that and say, I'm totally set free without any shadow of a doubt, Jesus, how many times did He heal people instantly? I'm talking instantly. You see, we've got to that place where we bring God down to our mentality and our level of faith. And we say, well, there is a time period to wait. Jesus didn't. Once or twice you saw that happen, but we take those two scriptures over the other 50 that He did and healed instantly the people. And we'll use those two to show why you didn't get healed. My faith is still there. No. Stop thinking that way. We can't bring Him down to our level of faith and belief. Because now faith is, when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, they didn't come back 3 days later to see if he came out. He came forth. Hello?
When he said to the little girl that was dead, he said, "Ras Kumini." She stood up. Come on. When the leper said, "I believe, if you touch me and you want to, you will heal me." He said, "I believe." Boom, he touched him. He healed him. When he went to blind Bartimaeus and he said, "What do you want?" He said, "That I would see." He touched his eyes. He saw. But we've got so, not even complacent is a word, it's so unbelieving that we don't expect to see when I lay hands the goiter go off. We don't expect the sickness to disappear straight away because my faith isn't at that level. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And so we put God in a box because we're in a box. Why can't people get healed instantly? Why not? Jesus did it all the time. All the time. I know this is a bit deeper, but it's good to hear this stuff. We've got to locate ourselves. And if the person doesn't have the healing by the time they sit down again, we've got all the reasons why. Imagine if Jesus said, "Peace, be still," and he waited 2 days. They would have drowned. Come on. Immediately, the Bible says, immediately it calmed down. And the disciples looked and said, "What kind of a man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." And Jesus said, "What I do, you will do as well. And even greater." Listen, we put it off to tomorrow, to next week, because we didn't see it. We don't expect to see it. You see, we pray without an expectation too often, way too often. And he says, when you pray, you believe you received it then, and it will take place. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. That's your mandate as a king's kid. To decree, prophesy, declare, and to promote the kingdom of God. And make this kingdom that we're part of more into the world. Bring it into the world. And we've got to plunder the gates of hell and populate the kingdom of heaven. And we want people to sound, look, and do what Jesus did. So when the devil gets up in the morning, or you get up, should I say, in the morning, he looks and says, "Oh God, Jesus is coming." Because he can't tell the difference. This person does what Jesus did. This person says what Jesus said. This person goes where Jesus went. This person is walking in the love of Christ. I've got nothing against him. Jesus said, "The enemy is coming. I'm going, and the enemy is coming. He's got nothing in me. Nothing, nothing. He's got no button he can push, nothing he can control me with. There's nothing he's got." Put your hand on your heart. Say, "I'm a king's kid. And I believe that I have been given a mandate to speak and to decree and see the results that God's put in my heart. I believe I'm anointed. I believe I'm appointed for such a time as now. And I will be a voice and I will be a mouthpiece in the world today. And I will bring the kingdom of heaven into the realm of the earth today in Jesus' name." Amen. Give the Lord a shout to that. Amen. 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 Praise God. And I'm closing with this. You can stand up. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'll keep saying it. Faith defies logic. Faith defies reason. Faith defies your emotions. Faith defies your past. Faith defies your upbringing. Faith defies who you are. If you stand in faith knowing that you're a king's kid, no matter what the world's taught you, no matter what you've done in your life, faith will override that, change the facts to suit the kingdom of heaven. You're an ambassador in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So Father, we just thank you that we're touching on the kingdom of heaven. And we know, Lord, that you've got so much more to offer us and to show us on how to operate as your children. And we thank you, Lord. We know that we are designed that we see what we say. We are designed to see what we say. God said and he saw. God said and he saw 10 times in the beginning. God said and he saw that it was good. God said and saw. We are designed to speak and see. And we're going to talk about that next week because this is a powerful word. And we're trusting God for it all. He wants us to know. He wants us to know our kingdom authority. He wants us to know our mandate. He wants us to know our authority. He wants us to use it to its full extent. He doesn't want us to be like a V12 operating on 3 cylinders. He wants us to run on all 12 cylinders. So I pray today that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and bring revelation and start illuminating the word we've spoken. And this should not be information. It should be revelation. I pray that you start getting revelation from God through this week, the rest of this week till Sunday, so you can start to see and discern who you are. Right now, if you're hearing my voice, either on TV, radio, internet, wherever you're hearing my voice, Jesus said in John 3:3, except a man or woman is born again, you cannot even see the kingdom of heaven. Then he said in verse 5, you must be born of water and of the Spirit, or you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He said, what is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Verse 6. Verse 7 says, don't marvel at the fact that I said you must be born again. Then in Romans 10, 9 and 10, he says, yes, how you become a child of mine. He said, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to pray for anybody who wants to become a child of God, who wants to become a king's kid. Anyone in this place, or watching by way of the internet, or listening on the radio, if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's just that simple, just to acknowledge him and receive him. You might say, well, I'm backslidden, we'll just come back. You might say, I'm not sure, then let's make sure. You might say, I've never done it. Well, let's do it. If that's you, if you're in this place and you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one looking around, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to just pop your hand in the air for 2-3 seconds. You can put it straight down again. I'm looking for any hands in this place right now. See that hand? You can put it down. Anybody else? Hallelujah. By way of the internet, you can also stand on your feet, raise your hand to God, and let's say this. Say, Father God, I come to you today. I give you my life, spirit, soul, and body. I ask you to forgive me and make me brand new. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my punishment, my judgment, my sickness, so that I don't have to. I thank you, Lord, that I receive Jesus. I believe today. And therefore, according to your word, I'm now a king's kid. I'm born again. Heaven is now my home. God, you are now my Father. Thank you, Lord. I will serve you, and I'll be a great ambassador. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of